The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, you beautiful people, and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, brought to you actually by Veteran Rescue Mission, and sadly, I don't know if we have crying noises in the studio, but we don't have Dr. J here today. She has some very pressing issues going on there at Tucson International Academy. She's making sure that all the paperwork is exactly where it needs to be, and everybody has the appropriate smiles on their faces today. So, unfortunately for you out there, all you get today is me, but the good news is we have a lot of awesome guests. We have a wonderful show for you today, and we have Mr. Goris in studio. May I say, he is a veteran, so those that are listening right now, I know you're very happy. And then on top of that, he talks with a cool accent, and we'll get to the bottom of that as well. So this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And on the phone, I know that we have Mr. PJ McCardle, and I know I said that correctly because he's made sure that I can pronounce it correctly. And he is, safe to say, a good friend of mine. He has put together a documentary, and the tagline of this documentary is an Iraqi war vet from Tucson, Arizona, came back home and used his techniques and his skills to help the homeless in the city of Tucson. And funny enough, I am that Iraqi war vet. So thank you, PJ, one, for doing this awesome documentary, and two, for coming on the show and telling us all about it.
Oh, you're welcome, John. Am I with you now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you got my name right, John. That's good.
Yeah, see, I knew it just, how many years has it taken for me to figure out how to pronounce it appropriately?
We don't want to tell people that, John.
Okay, yeah. But and also in this time, granted, Veteran Rescue Missions only existed for 3 years, but you still put an S after veteran every time.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's just Veteran Rescue Mission, not Veterans Rescue Mission.
Okay. Well, I'm notorious for misspelling. In fact, I have to go through my movie and fix spelling errors. Imagine that.
Yeah, who would have thought it? But it's still a great movie. Like, those who don't catch it, and even those who do catch it, I know they're really going to appreciate it. And I guess, like, I gave the kind of the one-liner of what Here Comes That Dreamer is about. You tell us, what is Here Comes That Dreamer about?
Well, it's about solutions, and it's about your struggle and many others in making those solutions happen. It was a long, long road. And there were many court battles, many nights spent in jail, many tickets written. And finally, your tenacity and the others paid off, and the Tucson officials changed some laws, which provided some dignity and respect to the people on the streets. And that's basically what it's about. But the most exciting part about it is solutions. There's a solution, and it's been created in many different ways. Probably the best example we can give is the tiny house community. I call it the tiny house ranch that you developed out there in your place, Veteran Rescue Mission. That's very exciting, and it's got a ways to go. You still have some hurdles to jump over, but I think that's the gist of the movie, and that's why I particularly like it, and I'm excited for the public to get in there and see it as well.
Yeah, a big thing that really struck me about this, and I'm glad to have this opportunity to ask the question, is like, and putting this together, how was that for you? I mean, this, as I've said on several occasions, this is one of the most raw, one of the most intense looks into homelessness I've ever seen. And luckily, I think with my help or with our friendship, we were able to get in there and be able to show a part of homelessness that people have never seen before. What was it like putting that together and seeing that and the kind of the sadness that we were a part of?
Well, you got it. It was sad. It was sad and agonizing because every time I'd go out, I'd come back and something that I'd never seen or dreamed could happen, and it's not a good happening always, mm-hmm. happened out there on the streets. And so I, you know, lost some sleep, and I agonized over it, and but I was always hopeful because I know, you know, humanity's pretty good. And Tucson citizens are really good, and I always knew that there'd be a solution, you know, and a way forward. So,
well, awesome. Yeah, and it came together great. We had the showing at Harkins Theater not too long ago, and that had an amazing showing. It was, amazing performance by Tornay Wolf, and we had a Kathleen Dreyer there to take pictures, so it came out great. Tell us more about this upcoming showing you have and then what we can expect to see with that.
Well, this one is going to be an outdoor showing at an incredible space, the MSA Annex. It's in the Mercado region. That's not my name. That's the name of the region. Mm. And we're really excited about it because it's especially COVID safe. You know, there's mm-hmm. like 14,000 square feet, and people can definitely social distance. And we'll be, you know, applying the rules. You have to wear masks, et cetera, et cetera. And the folks down there at the Annex who are helping us out, the Many Miles One Stomach folks, Paul and Nadia and Kyle, they're doing great. They're just putting us together quickly and helping us out. And Kathleen Dreyer is going to be there again, and Cynthia Elliott is going to be there too. We got a couple pro photographers who volunteered to come down and take some pictures.
Nice.
And Missy Kyle is going to be there, amazing musician. Tornay is going to be there again, amazing musician. And we've got a little feature film before the show starts. And I'm not going to do any spoilers on that. You'll have to wait and see.
Goodness. No spoilers. Okay, those out there, you'll have to wait and see that in person. And I want to, one last thing I want to mention before we get out of here, actually ask you about being a Marine. You know, we have actually three vets we'll have on the line or in studio today because we have Mr. Gores here across from me. And what branch did you serve in?
I served in the Army.
Okay, so we got two soldiers in here, and then we got a Marine on the line. So being a Marine, how did you feel like this is kind of like this film? Did you see it as another way of serving your country?
Yeah, because it's a way to educate people, and it's a way to, you know, get people to understand a difficult situation, you know, of course, without holding a gun to their head or marching through the swamps, you know, to go after them. Mm-hmm. This is a more civilized way to, you know, create a sort of a freedom-based living environment for folks. And, you know, I'm talking about the homeless, you know, allowing them some rights and giving them some dignity. And so in that sense, I think it pretty much aligns with what we did in the Marine Corps.
For sure. Yeah. And so how can people that outside of seeing the film that want to get connected with you and want your services or want you want to get involved, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website, herecomesthatdreamer.com, and they can get a hold of me through that. I also have my own website, pjmccardle.com, because I do photography work and video work and multi-talented.
Yeah, and a man of many talents.
Yeah, and I'm on Facebook, Patrick McCardle.
That's McCardle, correct?
Yes, and how do you pronounce that, John?
McCardle.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, PJ. We will see you next time, and I actually will see you on Thursday at the showing.
All right, John, thanks.
Yeah, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
I'm Pastor John McClain. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Sadly, we do not have Dr. J in studio with me to be that female voice, that strong female voice to kind of like counterbalance me. But we do have Mr. Goris, who is from Tucson International Academy. And though he does not have a strong female voice, he does have an accent. So that will have to do. Thank you, Mr. Goris, for being in the studio with us.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah. So, tell us, this is a question I like to ask definitely all the people that come on from Tucson International Academy. What is Tucson International Academy?
Tucson International Academy is built on the strong belief that you can make college come true.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that in our community. There are doubts. And when they get caught up in the Tucson International Academy spirit,
mm-hmm.
they start seeing that the sky's the limit, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve anything or everybody from K to 12.
Okay.
So it's multifaceted.
And what's your part within that?
My part at the present time being, I'm the social studies teacher.
Okay.
And I teach in the grade 8 to 12.
Okay, nice. The social studies teacher.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting. How long have you worked with Tucson?
If I combine, because I left for a couple of months, I think I'm shy of 4 years right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, especially a lot of the teachers I spoke with, Tucson International Academy, I'm guessing you have had experience at other places. And even if you have, from what you know, what's the difference between being at a school like Tucson International Academy versus a traditional like public school?
I think that what we have that sets us apart is that we know our community.
Mm-hmm.
We are an intricate part of the community, mm-hmm. and by knowing the community, we can serve our students in a plethora of different ways
mm-hmm.
that I think a public school where everybody comes from, even really far, far away, mm-hmm. they don't have that luxury of providing those services.
Mm. Interesting.
And I think that sets us apart.
Yeah. And so what was I going to ask? I just spaced on that one because that was definitely really good. I was just thinking on with Tucson International Academy, what are some of the, I've heard so many teachers tell about some great success stories. What are some of the success stories that you've been able to been blessed and be part of?
I think what I've seen in my 4 years that I've been there, what strikes me is we like I said, we interact with every child that's in our campus.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the progression, and they come very shy, and they're not quite sure how it's all going to work for them. And as they are going through the grades, you can see that they're building their self-confidence.
Mm.
And like I said, knowing the community, it's not always duplicated mm-hmm. in their own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to build them up to show that everything is possible, and by the time they graduate, they really have that "I can do this" mentality. Mm. And that makes that transition, obviously, to college
mm-hmm.
More seamlessly than if you would be struggling and then you have to figure it out.
Mm.
So I think that based on what I've seen in my 4 years that I've been there,
mm.
I've seen a very shy student in 8th grade come to full blossom in 12th grade and
nice.
Then make that step to go to college.
That's
and
awesome.
Be successful
mm-hmm.
or even more successful than they already are.
And something we were talking about off air is... And it's a beautiful, beautiful story, certainly working in the homeless veteran arena, is how you've been able to transition from serving 20 years in the military, 3 tours overseas, 2 of them in Iraq, 1 of them in Afghanistan, But here you are today,
right.
And, you know, a professor or a teacher at Tucson International Academy. And, you know, I don't want to, you know, show any, you know, give any news that isn't out there. But I know you want to become a principal as well.
Correct.
Within the system. So tell us about that transition and how you were able to, I'll say, transition smoothly. I'm sure it's had its challenges, but transition smoothly from that, which is, you know, as I know, very different than what you're doing now.
Well, I think I've been very blessed with all the trials and tribulations that we all have to go through in life. For some of us, that happens at an early age, and for some of us, it happens later on. I immigrated to this country when I was in my mid-20s, and I was the only one that would make that step. Mm-hmm. So I have to have a can-do attitude. Mm-hmm. I have to put the bigger picture in front of me and just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got to the conclusion that it was time for me to leave the armed service, I didn't really know what I was going to do with my professional career. It's like I can sit home and get my retirement check and just live life comfortably that way. But I felt like there is something more I have to accomplish. And as everything fell in place, I was lucky enough that I was offered a teaching position because a lot of service members have credentials. You're certified in your job, and those credentials do actually transfer to a civilian job.
Nice.
And mine were, in this particular case, I can teach aviation in the career and technical education field.
Okay.
And that's how I got into education. And once I got that bug, it's like, well, I want to keep doing this. And I transitioned from teaching aviation to another passion of mine, which is history. And in that capacity, I came to Tucson International Academy. And I have also been fortunate enough, like a lot of us have this benefit of a GI Bill. And I use that to the full extent. And a couple of years later, I'm fortunate enough to get a master's degree in business administration.
Nice.
And now I'm working on, obviously, the leadership in education.
That's beautiful. That's an amazing story, man. It's just... So it's, would you say the, you know, the experience that you went through by migrating here, kind of the toughness, kind of having to go through that process, it prepared you for that transition after you got out of the military and all the things that kind of came with it. And I think the thing that you kind of touched on that I try to circle with the people that I work with or just anybody that I'm around is you found your purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, for me, it's a second calling. Military, obviously, was my first calling. I've been doing it for a long time. I also did it in the country where I come from. So that has prepared me for all the unknowns in life better.
Yeah.
So when it was time, like I said, for me and some of my colleagues to transition, you start talking about, hey, what you're going to do. Well, a lot of us are really not sure what to do because all you know is the military. Civilian life is totally different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like if you're in the military, you live in a different society.
Yeah.
And you're not getting prepared to live in the normal way of life. And that takes lot of adjusting, and it takes a strong will. But I truly believe that everybody can make that transition successfully.
If you were to make like one suggestion to the other vets that are either getting out of the military or they went through stuff and they're wanting to, you know, transition back, what would be that suggestion?
Find the appropriate help.
Okay.
Don't sit at home. Don't let that stuff confine you from doing everything. And I think that a lot of the people that are in that process, you need to find professional help and get all your pieces together and move on with that life. That's the only thing I really can say. There's a lot of things that right now, because I just walked in here, that I could talk about. But who am I to give advice? I can only talk about my own personal experience.
Yeah, what you've been doing a good, a great job. I mean, well, whether it's, you know, those that are considering going to college or those that are considering joining the military or those that are, I mean, like a lot of people I know are afraid of joining the military because they're afraid that they won't know how to transition out. And then so many people... That we probably both know that just they haven't figured it out since they've been out. So, you know, certainly we can both speak to authority on that, you know, in some regards. One, I know myself, I had a hard time figuring it out. Actually, the funny thing about it and the thing that seems to happen is Actually, I can't even tell this story. I got 20 seconds left. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. You'll have to wait till like the off-air stuff to hear that story. We'll see you right after this break. Thank you, Mr. Gores, for being on the show, brother.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
And this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, and I'm sorry, no Dr. J today. Cry noises in the background. But you do get me, and we also have an awesome follow-up show. We have a whole bunch of guests this show, because now we have in studio Chef John Hahn.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, for those who like celebrities, we got a celebrity in the house. Is that your celebrity shirt you're wearing?
Yeah, you know, nice. I'm hiding my tie so you can't see it. As soon as I leave here, I'll pull it back out.
I believe it. Yeah, I've seen you fancying around town.
My Prada shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got also Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive in the house.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you guys here. This is you. It's like this new arm of Gap Ministry has grown with MPG Automotive now, it seems, with the new work program you guys are doing. So it's super exciting to see Gap even doing more amazing stuff for the community. I know.
Absolutely.
I've been a fan of them for quite a while, been volunteering on and off. I was just there today checking out that community warehouse.
Pretty nice stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Pretty impressive. Absolutely.
MPG is awesome. You know, they took on the repairs of our fleet vehicles, and we used to have an automotive training program where our team would train second chance people to get the skills they need to be in the automotive field, and we just decided to go a different route. We have MPG took over the repairs of all of our fleet, and then they said, hey, well, correct me if I have the story wrong. They said, hey, let's start up that training program again, and let's do it. And so they got to work crushing all the hard work and creating the curriculum, and we're awesome and so blessed to be a part of what they're doing.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, this is something we've always wanted to do. You know, I've always tried to push to do an MPG Cares branch of our business, because we feel that Tucson has given so much to us throughout our years. And so whatever we can do to help people, we want to do. And we have second chance individuals in our company already. Mm-hmm. And we've seen how great they are as employees, because they have that desire to make this career work because it's one of their passions. And we've given them a shot when maybe somebody else didn't. And so John's right. I mean, we heard about the program. We heard it's something you guys had done before, and it's something that we said we would have done that on our own, but to have the support of Gap to give them the financial literacy and the life coaching that these people need to be, you know, stable in these jobs even after they've gotten the skill set. So it's been a great partnership. So I'm glad they brought us on, and you know, beyond working on their vehicles, we're trying to make a difference, hopefully, for a lot of students.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's you guys are just so natural, just jumping right in. Let me just actually ask, just so everybody knows, what tell us about the respective work programs that you guys do, and kind of like the particulars for those that, at home, that are either interested in referring a family member to one, or maybe they're interested in being part of it themselves.
Absolutely. Well, I will let John go first since he's had the most experience with it.
So our culinary training program is a 10-week culinary program. We're looking to help people get jobs, keep jobs, and grow their income. Mm-hmm. I like to tell people anyone can flip an egg, but what happens when you don't go to work on time for the fifth time in a row? What happens if someone steals your candy bar and you punch them in the mouth for it? Mm-hmm. You lose your job. So we have to put in that aspect of training to help people gain the life skills and just kind of be reminded of the professionalism in a workplace, mm-hmm. how to properly write a resume, how to properly talk in an interview. No more handshakes during interviews during COVID, okay? Mm-hmm. That was the rule before. Shake hands, no
what's,
more.
What's the appropriate greeting now?
Now, I like to say, kind of feel, let the employer make the first move, but mm-hmm. kind of usually go for a little elbow bump.
Yeah, elbow bumps. Yeah. That is that the new professional, like semi-professional?
Yeah, seems like it. And if the other guy wipes it off, then that was not the right move.
Exactly. Well, from our perspective, the automotive training program is very similar in the sense that we're trying to give students the ability to learn what the job is like in the real world. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, the skill set that they learn in the classroom is the theory of how to do the job. Mm-hmm. But to do the job under the pressures of time and organization and making sure that not only do they have the skill set, but can they withstand the pressure that they're going to face in this job? Kind of mm-hmm. exactly what John said. You can't lose your mind over something that's bothering you, because these are problems that we have to fix on somebody's vehicle, and they're coming to us to be the expert, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you get frustrated and you lose your cool and you walk away from the job, well, the customer's still without the job being done, and they're in genuine need of that. And so from our perspective, the program is really giving them the hands-on real-world experience that they need to be able to be successful in this industry.
Mm-hmm. And how long is the mechanics program?
So it's 10 weeks. Okay. We modeled it really after what John had done, because he's mm-hmm. proven success with students mm-hmm. that have graduated and been successful there. And it seems to be pretty well fit for this course.
Nice.
But it's 10 weeks. It's a lot of hands-on, but it's equally as much theory, because my thought process is, why would I work on something without knowing how it works, right? Mm. Everybody hates being told, oh, you do it because I said so, right? Mm. And so I avoid that 100% in this course. And it's, we do this because of X, Y, and Z. Mm. And as a result, this is the end product. And that way the students leave knowing what they actually did to make a difference on the vehicle, on the repair, or for the customer themselves. Mm-hmm. So,
well, this is the Making College Come True radio show. So what do you guys think of these programs as an alternative to college, in addition to college? How does this program, these type of programs, play with college?
Well, I think from my perspective, I come from a college background. I have 2 degrees. And so what I've done in this program is tried to incorporate the things that made me so successful from what I learned from college, because why acquire this knowledge and not share it to the people that need that information without having to go exactly immediately to college, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not going to be immediately for everyone. Mm-hmm. But the people that have either gone through college already for the automotive technical training skills, or the ones that are thinking about going, it can benefit from this program, because we're going to teach you how to stay organized, how to, listen, actively listen. Because if you go to college and you're in a lecture of 100 people and you don't know how to listen, it's going to be really hard to actually succeed in the course, right? Mm. Because you're just a body sitting there hoping that you absorb what you need to learn. Mm. So we're teaching as much about how to learn as we are teaching about the ideas of what to learn. And again, at the end of the day, they leave with a skill set. So they're leaving with something that, even if they never use this moving forward, they're going to be able to fix their own vehicles, help their family out, or even help themselves out in the future.
Mm-hmm. And has the idea, and I'm going to ask this question real quick as we go to break, has the idea of like the pairing, do the two classes go together? Are they exclusive? How does that work?
So our classes meet Monday through Friday at 8:30 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. The first few hours of the day is a theory. At MPG, it's the theory of automotive. Mm. At Gap Ministries, it's the theory of culinary, where we're doing demonstrations and learning the why of what we're doing, as Patrick said.
Nice.
They have job duties throughout the day, so they practically apply what they're learning, just what you would do on a day-to-day basis in a kitchen.
All
or
right,
some
we're
kind
gonna,
of food
I'm going to cut you off real quick. We'll be back with Chef John after this break. This is Making College Come True.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
One more beautiful segment on the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, and I am here with, I think it's safe to say, one of my favorite people in Chef John Hahn of Kitchen and Gap Ministries here in studio with me. And we also have a new friend, but he seems pretty slick. I don't know how much you get to hang out with this guy. I'm guessing a lot, but we have Patrick Lopez in studio with us with MPG Automotive, and this dude's smooth. I'm really glad we got you in studio. Thank you for joining us, Pat.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, like, seeing you two together, like, I think you guys should have your own radio show. Like, you just have a groove, man. You guys are smooth. Like,
I'll be Beavis, you be Butthead.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can handle
for
that.
Sure. You would be a really good Beavis.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, so Chef John, since you are, I mean, you've been certainly dedicating yourself and changing lives in this community for quite a while. Tell us some of the success stories coming out of Gap Ministries.
There's a few of them. You got to describe success. And, usually we're probably talking about someone who didn't go back to prison, someone who's stayed off drugs. There's this one lady named Jennifer. She works at Breakfast Bisbee Club. Mm. She's been there for over a year, I think a year, February 2nd. And she went through our culinary training program right after she got out of jail. It's really interesting. When someone gets out of jail, sometimes you don't have a social security card, an ID, birth certificate. Where'd all that stuff go? I got to figure out all these things. Not only where do I live, if it's not a halfway house, where do I work? What do I need to do? So she went through our program. She successfully completed it, and she's been working there for over a year now. She just got promoted to assistant manager. So that would kind of be like a sous chef, maybe something like that. And they're really grooming her to be the kitchen manager of a new property that they're going to start working on coming up in the future. So we got our buddy Luis Esquivel. I always talk about him. He started the food truck about 2 years ago when he graduated. That's the Crying Onion in Spanish, El Sazón en Cebollón. And he's running his business successfully. We just did a wedding last Saturday. I helped him out for 50 people down at the 17th Street Market. That was pretty cool. But, before we went to break, I was talking about how our students were doing practical applications, and then they go on break, and that's perfect timing for our break.
Yeah.
And then they go to lunch, and they come back, and they have an hour of finance classes, and they have an hour of life skills classes. And that's where MPG and Gap Ministries come together. And those are really part of the tools that help make these students successful. Because like you said, you can put on a tie or flip an omelet, but you really need those life skills that you learned in the military, or we try and teach some of them in our classes. So, but those are a couple success stories. We have so many of them. I think our graduation rate of people who get employed within 30 days is around 85%, 90%. That's pretty awesome. I know Dr. J has 100% success rate of people going to college. I cannot believe that. I cannot say that the same about us, but we're pretty high up there.
Well, it's 100% people that are accepted to college. So
right.
I want to think, I mean, and I've seen that kind of with, and I mean, another thing that impresses me about Gap, with you guys not only kind of connect, probably connecting your, the people that go through your classes with employers, but like you guys are like one of the place to be connected with if you're in that industry and you want to find an employer. Cause like you constantly, you're posting who's providing jobs, like where the, like the inside cut is. So kind of speak to that more and how kind of like, not only are you guys providing that, but you're providing other things. And also another thing I wanted to ask you, Pat, mm-hmm. is what were some of the expectations you guys have for your program?
So I'll just jump in and then let John answer that question. The expectation from our program is really just to give people an opportunity to learn the skills that they need to, right? Mm. And what we started at first was is teaching them how to listen, how to organize, how to problem solve. So that way they didn't have to worry about information coming in one ear and going out the other ear and then losing, you know, the message that we were trying to give them.
Mm-hmm.
But really the goal we set for this program is just to get individuals that either had some desire to work on vehicles, had maybe worked on vehicles in the past before, mm-hmm. or say, you know what, I need to completely retool my last job. I was underemployed and now this seems like an avenue where I can maybe have a mm-hmm. successful career at,
mm-hmm.
and give them an opportunity to join the automotive industry. From our perspective, we have 10 locations around the Tucson area.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are opportunities at each one of those locations for us to hire individuals. So one thing we have done as well, though, is reach out to some of our networked vendors and so on, people that are in our sphere of influence to say, hey, we're going to give these students this type of education.
Mm-hmm.
And if for some reason they don't fit in our model, but they align well with you, is that something you would entertain? And they've said yes. They know mm-hmm. the type of work that we're willing to put into these students because we want them to be productive in this new industry. So so what John has done already is what we're trying to work towards now. But our goal was to try and get every person that completed this job or completed this program a job, whether mm-hmm. with us or with somebody in our immediate sphere of influence that can then allow them to take the path towards a career.
Mm-hmm.
And at Gap Ministries, we know a lot of people. Gap Ministries has lots of resources, a lot of networking. They have a lot of friends like KVOI and all the people that are around them. You know, they've been around KVOI for a long time and all the people that they know. So they do advertising on this station and others. For myself, I've worked in Tucson in some kind of restaurant form in 1990, since 1995, graduated Flowing Wells in 99. Mm. And I've worked at some amazing places, Los Ventana for 13 years, Omni Hotel. I met a lot of people. There's been a lot of chefs that go through there. And so, you know, it's a small town. It's a really big town, but it's at the same time a small town. A lot of the chefs know each other. And I'm also a contractor for an oven company called Rationale. We do demonstrations at Gap Kitchen once a month.
Mm.
And we bring in owners, restaurant owners, and chefs to our place of employment, and they get to see on Miracle Mile and Flowing Wells what's really going on and how big of an operation it is. So we're trying to always stay connected with people, we're trying to always love on people, and when those people need qualified candidates for their employment, you know, they're usually good to reach out to us. Hey, we know you got that awesome school going on, we love what you guys are doing, do you guys got any employees for us?
And
it's usually like, yep, here you go, we're going to graduate on this class on April 3rd, so it's coming up. So yeah, we got some great people. You got to wait a couple weeks, but I'm going to send them right your way.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say is like the greatest need for Gap? I guess we'll start with Gap Kitchen now, or Gap Ministries as a whole.
You know, we always want to default to prayer. You know, God praying for us. You know, God, there's always something going on. I mean, in our group homes, we got transitional housing and foster care group homes. You know, you're at home doing learning, distant learning with one kid, three, now multiply that times 10, times 10 houses. And then employees, staffing, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And, you know, so praying for the workers, for the foster kids, for our students, that they'd be able to overcome that 10 weeks, you know, because 10 weeks with no job, you know, it can be hard. And you got to be dedicated. And when you have to deal with someone like me every day, it's easy to quit.
Yeah.
But, you know, Arizona Gives Day is coming up. and a tax credit season still coming up. So finances is always a need for what we do, because it takes money to do what we do. So, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. What about over
at... Make sure you pray.
Yeah. Yeah. So lots of prayer is the big thing. Yeah. Prayer, and primarily pray that the kids, the people that help the kids, the other programs. I know I was at the community warehouse today. Chef John does the kitchen there, Gap Kitchen. There's a lot of amazing things going on. Actually, I just want to touch on that. Man, I don't know how Greg and Pam do it. It's just like they have so much going on, so many moving parts. It's such an amazing thing. And I guess kind of like we'll touch over on with MPG Automotive. What's some of the greatest needs that MPG Automotive has outside of, I guess, inside and outside of this program?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, any form of prayer is always great, I think, for all people, you know, especially people within this program, because we want them to be successful. And so, you know, it's not something that we innately push, because obviously we're a company that cares about all of our people, regardless of how they feel. But we think that, you know, prayers their way are always helpful. But I think our thing where we want to help the students is we want to be able to, we don't charge, obviously, for this program. This is something that's free to them. We use our resources to try and get things cheaply for this program, but there is a need for tools for the students. They when they leave this program, they're going to hopefully be employed by us or by somebody in within our sphere of influence, and they're going to need the tools to do the job. And so that's something that we're providing ourselves, you know, just out of the genuine desire to help these students, but we can only do so much. And so, you know, as John talked about the Arizona Gives Day, we're working towards something where we can maybe make it so that they can donate to specifically the tools for those students, because that is something that they need, right?
Yeah.
And it's, again, something that would go directly to them, and it would be to help them start their career, not from ground level where now they have to go and invest, you know, a lot of money into tools, but hey, you get the foundational tools that you need to be able to do the job for the first maybe year. And then after that, you've made some good money. Hopefully you've learned from the finance of these courses and you've managed that money well. And now tools are an investment for you and not so much a burden to be able to get a job. It's kind of like when you start a job and you say, well, you have to drive here to work every day because you need this, and this. Well, I can only take the bus. Well, then you can't work here. That's not the type of job we want to offer to these individuals. We want to say, hey, let's help you get the tools that you need so that you can start off from a good starting point at the beginning. And one thing, too, is on every Thursday and Friday, we have the students work on all of the customer cars that come in. So anybody that wants to stop by our Oracle and McGee Road location, we'll give them discounts just as a thank you for letting these students get a chance to work on a vehicle in a real-world situation.
Okay, I know where I'm going from now on. And how can people get a hold of them real quick? Gapmin.com?
Yeah, Gap Ministries is Gapmin.com.
Okay, that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah.
This is the Make a College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain. Thank you guys, Chef John Hahn and Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive, for being here with us. And
we'll
see you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.